that's totally fine, but we want to make it easy for you to share so that I can read it out or whatever way. And so we aren't going to give the people's names at the end of those testimonies, but if you think they are good, I'll give you their names, but if not, I won't. only joking. So listen, I just wanted to start off and Jamie's going to kick us off tonight, and we're going to just do this for about 10 minutes or so. So Jamie, do you want to come up? Give Jamie a big round of applause there. So Jamie's just going to kick us off. Just how long are we talking? 40 minutes or so? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Cool. Well, my story goes back a bit further than the previous to the 4 or 5 weeks of doing this. I spent my summer in LA with a church called Mosaic, and they're big into what does it mean to be human. Not only mean what does it mean to be a Christian, what does it mean to be human, and also about us providing our lives, providing a place for God to work within. And the key word that kept coming up through my whole summer was be intentional and give God some room to grow in your life. Because I found it really hard at Mosaic. I felt like, is this humanism? Is this putting all the effort on me to do something? But it's actually, it's me providing conditions for God to work in my life. And I think it was the week I came back, Richie Somerville was speaking about Planty, little Planty had. And he said, growth is intentional. And then that kind of came up again with people outside of church, people I would just meet within the Christian network, who would say, you know, it's all about being intentional, Jamie. And then, I mean, it wasn't explicitly said by Rob in the beginning, but even the idea of Lazarus coming out and take off his grave clothes, it's intentional by Lazarus to walk out of the grave, and it's intentional by those around him to take off the grave clothes. And then Noel Kenny reminded us again as well of being intentional towards those things, of saying yes, like yes to the things of God, and letting the things instead of trying to avoid sin, saying yes to life. And I found that it makes life more pleasurable, makes it really good. Like you start to enjoy life and have it in abundance, I suppose. And I kind of think the verse that comes to mind for me is Isaiah 55. It says, come all who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? And so for me, it's like, it's a real challenge to be intentional with my energies. It's a real challenge for me to be intentional, to come to God. And I don't have to come with works. It talks about come with no money, but yet receiving. And what I do every year is I make my goals for the year in September. And just with this whole thing in mind of being challenged, it's a bit cheesy, but I wrote like on top of my goals, change is not impossible, it's intentional. Because I really believe that it's there's things in my life, if I want them, I have to be intentional about them. And things not only to do with church and God, but with work and the future. So it's been a really good few weeks anyway.
Great, fantastic. Thank you very much, Jamie. That's wonderful. And it's like interesting to hear that, because there seems to be a common trend and theme coming through here. So listen, these are just a couple. I was talking to some people yesterday on my rounds and over the phone. And this is kind of just a couple of testimonies from a guy and a girl that have been coming in the evenings. And so let me just read this out. I think it's great. This is the first one. I found the whole idea of looking at Lazarus coming out of the cave into new life very helpful. Lazarus taking off bandages and Lazarus taking off bandages is like God taking off my sins and the smelly things I don't like about myself. I have found as God has done this, I can open up a bit more, and I am talking more in my small group and encouraging others as they too take off their bandages. It has been nice to have and to feel this change in my life. Not all my bandages or sins are coming off, but some have, and this feels really good to me. I feel more confident about myself, as I find it hard to take off bandages as I get older. But Lazo talks and evenings have really helped me, so thank you. Isn't that good? Next one, before we hear from Kathy, is this is from a lady that's been coming along. There is a stirring of some sort in the evening, and the evenings are very important outreaches. A doctor once said to me that we try to do the same things harder to get results in our lives, but some things we just need to try and do freshly. So it is great in the evenings to see innovation and an aim to keep it fresh. The images of Lazo, our artistic viewpoint, is also very important. It may be abstract to you, but people have been stirred as the Lazo dummy represented humanity, and people seem to feel sorry for him and therefore see the hurt in themselves. I'm not sure what happens next in the evenings, but let's continue and push in. Isn't that good and encouraging? So, Cathy Heaslop, would you like to come forward? Give Cathy a round of applause.
There's just a couple of things that I've been struck by over the last while. Was it last week Scott was speaking? Is Scott here?
Yeah.
He's not here. Oh, he is. Hi, Scott. It was just during the week before last week, there was something that kept coming to my mind and I kept thinking about an issue in my own life. And I've been thinking about it a lot and praying about it. And then on Sunday, I read someone else's Bible notes. And it was exactly about this thing. And then I came to church on Sunday night and Scott addressed it directly. And that was the first thing that I was just really just reminded of how encouraging it is that God speaks to us. And just, I mean, it's been going on. It was that last Sunday was a specific example of that. But like so often I come along to church and there's something going on that's just very prophetic and God speaking. And I found it particularly in the last few weeks. So that's just something really exciting, is remembering that our God speaks to us, and he uses lots of different ways to do it. And I just find it really encouraging to be in a small group or to come to church and maybe someone will say something or whatever. But I'm really glad to be a part of that. So the thing that was directly to me was when Scott was speaking about feelings, and that feelings are a great servant but a terrible master. And I just thought this was really cool, because so often, I mean, the Lord uses our feelings, I believe, to lead us, and they're very, very important. But to use an example that I think you might understand, several times throughout my life I would feel God was good, or I would feel I was forgiven. And then some days I'd feel like I wasn't. Okay, or I'd feel like God was far away or whatever. So I suppose I'm just really challenged that these are feelings, it's not truth. And I think for some people feel more than others, but for me, it would be really important. What am I feeling? Am I happy or am I sad? And why? Whatever. And I just felt really encouraged. And just as you mentioned, the whole unwrapping thing, it's something I'd love to just be able to trust God more with, is not whether I feel he's good or feel he's near, but that I would live in it, and that I would know it, and that I'd be sort of freed from wondering how I'm feeling, oh, if I'm down, God's far away, but to live in the freedom that is the reality of God. So that was it.
Fantastic. That's great. Great, thank you very much, Cathy. And then just the fifth one is, this is actually a couple of pages long, but it's actually incredibly encouraging. So I will read it up and then we'll have a quick break. Let me take a seat. When I became a Christian, it was a whirlwind of transformation, and Jesus wrapped me up in his love and told me that I was his and that he would never leave me. He also removed many dirty and painful parts of my life, which were not healthy both to me and to those around me. I had developed a persona that made people like me. I wanted to look successful. I wanted to be important in society. Lying was second nature to me, and the truth was a moral commodity I couldn't afford, as it would interfere in how I was perceived. I was certainly living a double life, and what was on the inside was very different to that which was on the outside and what people saw. However, the amazing thing for me about meeting Jesus all those years ago was how he loved the inside and the outside of me. This doesn't mean he accepted it, but rather he took me as I was and told me that life could be better and there could be peace with myself, and how the world saw me both inside and out. He removed many dirty and filthy garments from me and made me feel clean, too many to go into now. Maybe you understand. Like never before, I felt a change. These early stages of transformation were both amazing and extremely difficult at the same time. I felt so good about myself, but having to face up to my previous lifestyle was hard, as the process I was going through was not embraced by my friends. They thought I was being brainwashed and a Bible-bashing weirdo. I guess I was excited at the change and wanted to share with my close friends, but I think it brought up the brokenness in their lives as well and their need for ultimate peace, and they couldn't accept it or face up to it. Over the last while, myself and my friends have talked this out as I've looked at Lazo, and it's wonderful to see glimpses of God in their lives now. Anyway, over the last 5 years of my Christian faith, Jesus changed me so much for the good, but there was a lot done and more to do, as Bertie would say. Bertie who? I guess I thought that Jesus would go on just radically changing me from the inside out, and I would be a passenger in this, a passive process, if you like. But the process then just stopped for me a few years ago. I wasn't sure why. I hadn't drifted, and I seemed very close to God, but there still was stuff in my life that wasn't godly and His best for me. And over the last month in CORE, as you, Rob, and the guys have been looking at Lazo and being unwrapped, this has been working within me. I realize that God can do immeasurably more than we can imagine, but the process of inward change and reaching maturity, I understand now, is partially our responsibility, but through His grace. I guess the old saying that you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, comes to mind. Yes, Jesus is my author and perfecter of my faith, but we must make the effort, as Peter tells us, to grow in our faith and work out the hard bits of our character flaws with God's Spirit, love, grace surrounding us all the way. So listening to the speakers and looking at Lazo have been really helpful in this process. I realize that, as Noel said, that when we walk this stuff out, God will work it out. I agree that it's messy, that Rob was saying, it's certainly a process, but we're in this together. And I loved how Scott showed us practically how we may do this with God's help. I was especially delighted that he too has dislikes about the movies his wife goes to. I can really resonate with that. You are not alone, Scott. So thank you all, and I continue to grow and become more Christ-like, or unwrapped, as you have been saying. It is hard, but I don't want to become stagnant, as salt that loses its saltiness is worthless. Still loved, but perhaps not as functional as it could be. I'm excited by this change in me, and also more and more by God's grace and mercy, and how He just loves me all the time, both good and bad, both inside and out. I tend to judge myself, I'm very hard on myself, but His yoke is really easy and light. I want to live this out. I'm looking forward to next month's sermon series already. Thank you. I hope you've enjoyed this email. God bless. X. Isn't that good? So, Lord, we thank you for the last month, and we thank you for the testimonies, and we thank you for what you're doing amongst us and within us, Lord. And I pray now, as we continue on this process of being unwrapped, that you will continue to do a good work amongst us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.